The divorce rate apparently is going up during the coronavirus pandemic. WBGO's commentator Mildred Antenor has some thoughts on that.
Are you stir crazy? Well, are you? I'll give you a few minutes to ponder that. And while you're thinking about it, let me tell you a little bit about my experience during the COVID-19 shutdown. Now, I must admit, the sheltering in place was a welcome change for me. With my busy schedule of teaching, writing, and researching, it was a blessing to stay in one place for several weeks to work while taking a breather. But it also gave me more time to do what I've taken on as a personal habit for the past 20 years, the habit of practicing my spiritual exercises of meditating, self-examination, and reconnecting with people that I care about, and also figuring out what the next steps are for my life. And what did I realize during those meditation exercises? I discovered that this pandemic has confirmed for me the importance of self-love and how healing it is to communicate with people who support and care about you. In short, I've come to the conclusion that this pandemic has been an amplifier of both the good and the bad that is present in our lives. Case in point, in Wuhan, China, where the pandemic began last year, when the first stay-at-home restrictions were lifted, reports show that applications for divorce were spiked up. One divorce lawyer in Shanghai said that after the shelter-in-place restrictions were lifted, his divorce cases rose by 25%, and some law offices had to turn down new applications because they were overwhelmed with the number of filings. Now, why the increase? Well, because of the lockdown, people are forced to be with each other day in and day out, and sometimes in very close living quarters. And unfortunately, they realize that they don't really like each other, much less love each other. That, along with a spike in domestic violence cases, confirmed that the marriage was already on shaky ground to begin with. The pandemic only exacerbated what was wrong with the marriage. Now, let's face it, Wuhan is not alone. The United Kingdom and France have experienced the same dynamic as those countries began to open for business. And we will, I'm sure of it, experience a similar situation. We are in the middle of a phased reopening, so you can bet on it. But this whole situation has prompted me to think about what this all means. Outside of domestic violence, which we know darn well can be life-threatening, and of course I would never advise anyone, man or woman, to stay in a situation where you are being abused and having your life threatened. But when I read about some of the reasons why couples in Wuhan were filing for divorce, I was dumbfounded. Some primary reasons were: the husband spends too much time in front of the computer, he doesn't help me with the housework, or I'm left to do all of the chores, or he plays with the children late at night, interfering with their bedtime. Now, of course, all of that is selfish, but in the bigger scheme of things, are you serious? Now, look, I'm not talking from an ivory tower here. I'm a divorced woman myself, and without going into details, my divorce was necessary. Otherwise, I assure you, I would not be here. I believe that this divorce problem is a societal problem. Although the COVID-19 divorce started in China, the problem is not really an Asian problem. It's a social problem. And it points to how seriously, or not, we take marriage along with the responsibility that comes with it. Unless it's a life-threatening situation where your health or your life is at stake, here's a novel idea that I'd like to throw out there. Why not try to work it out? I'm Mildred Antenor.
Mildred Antenor is a professor and the author of The Gladioli Are Invisible, a memoir.